Uh-oh, so much for intro. Think I screwed this up already. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can see me. Because I never know these days what the hell's going on. Emergency podcast here in the middle, early June. Kentucky in shambles. Trying to get Cousin Shane in here. What's up, Rusty? Damn, I think this is... Okay. Oh boy. Anybody that missed it, big news here. Pete Thamel first reported. Vince Morrow, longest tenured Kentucky assistant coach, jumping ship. He's the associate head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats. He's been there, I believe, the entire time under Mark Stoops. He's gone. And not only is he gone, he's gone to Louisville to be the GM for Jeff Brohm. I mean, what a damn dagger here. Fighting Krogers. Buddy. I mean, this is the beginning of the end. I'm doing this one for you, Stoopsies. I've run out of your bourbon. I drank it all because Kentucky was so bad. So I'm drinking the good stuff. We're going to drink a little bit here. And also, I should say, Vince Morrow, not only is he the longest tenured coach in Kentucky, he's the highest paid. They've got like three assistants making over $1 million, or at least they did under Cohen. Surely the guy, they're not paying their current offensive coordinator over $1 million. If they are, they're getting fucking robbed. But I think he was making like $1.5 million to close to $2 million. Jumping ship. This is to you, Mark Stoops. Your time is coming to an end. You lost your associate head coach, your recruiting coordinator, to your damn in-state rival.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. So, bad news for Kentucky. It was already worse, right? I mean, they might be the 16th best team in the conference this year. 15th, if we're being kind. Maybe they can exceed all wildest expectations and finish as high as 14th in the conference this year, but I kind of doubt it. And now following this news, and if you've not been following Kentucky football recruiting, and why the hell would you, even if you are a Kentucky fan, you know they only have two commitments right now. Two. That's the lowest in the entire conference right now. And I realize every time we throw out recruiting stuff in the summer, I realize there's many months to go, but this ain't going to help. You'll lose your ace recruiter, the guy that brought in all this talent. He's the guy that brought Benny Snell in. He's the guy that brought in Lynn Bowden. He is your number one recruiter. He's the guy that mines Ohio for you and has beaten out a lot of Big Ten schools for some of the best players in recent Kentucky history. Vince Morrow is one hell of a coach, and he's out the door. He's out the door. So I don't know. I think this is the beginning of the end. I realize Stoops has already got a massive buyout, but I think I'd fire his ass already. I mean, this is disgraceful. Lose your key guy in the middle of the summer to your arch rival, in-state rival. Shout out Clint. He says Texas A&M dodged a major bullet with Stoops. Texags crazies made it happen. Here's to you, Billy and the crew, for killing that. They would have killed Texas A&M football had they hired old Stoopsies. This is rough. Like Jesse saying it was, this is abandoned ship, which is smart by old Vince Morrow. He's jumping ship. He's getting out at the right time. Oh, buddy. I mean, what best case here for Kentucky? What is it now? Again, is losing this guy, Vince Morrow, is it going to like, I don't think it's going to kill you on game day or anything like that, but it kills your roster. It kills your retention. It kills your recruiting and developing. I think it's all those things. And hell, I mean, the over-under is 4.5. That's ridiculous. We've been going downhill, even though our AD, Mitch Barnhart, I believe is his name, he said, well, the last couple, we've only had one down year, which if I'm a Kentucky fan, I don't think 7-6 is an acceptable season, especially when, if you recall, 22 and 23, they were ranked in the top 25 in the preseason. So no, being ranked top 25 and going 7-6. And again, I have credited Kentucky for this in the past. I don't really mock them. I think it's smart scheduling, but they generally schedule three complete cupcakes out of the non-conference. And then Louisville's been down. Now Louisville's back up, right? So that is a difficult game. But to sit here and say, well, 7-6 is a good year when three of the wins are automatic and a fourth generally has been the last couple of years because Louisville's been a damn train wreck. Now they own your ass. They whooped your ass. They'll probably do it again. And they just stole your best recruiter and longest tenured assistant coach. I think it's time to fire up the hot board for who's going to be the next coach. I think you got to pay Mark Stoops whatever the hell you got to pay to get him to go. Of course, this is not an ideal time to hire a head coach. So, Cousin Brian says Shane must be taking a dump. I reached out to him about 15 minutes ago. Here's the way it rolls with Shane. Shane was the one that texted me and said, holy shit, look at this. And then I said, emergency pod, let's do it. And then he'll ghost me. So he likes to share the information, but I'm sure he's busy. If he wasn't busy, he'd be on here, but he could just say, no, I can't do it, you know, but he's ghosting me like Vince Morrow's ghosting Mark Stoops, I would imagine, right now. So tough day. Drinking one out here for Kentucky. I don't know where we go from here. Don't know where we go from here. Could have got Summerall. Could have got him when Stoops tried to ditch us and go to A&M. But now I think he's too hot of a candidate. I don't know if he touched Kentucky. He's a Kentucky grad. Got to imagine those phone calls have been made. But I think he's the next Auburn coach. I'll be honest with you. So this takes one of the guys that was on. Mark Stoops would, I think if you listen to this show, you know how hot his seat has been. But I think nationally, I don't think a lot of people had Stoops on like the hottest of hot seats. But I think that's going to rev up. Let's look at the schedule. It'll rev up pretty early here. If they lose to Toledo, get his ass out of here. Ole Miss going to be tough, obviously. They'll beat Eastern Michigan. I'm confident in that. But that's the only win I'm confident of between September 13th and November 8th is now that doesn't mean they're going to lose to all these teams, but if they are, God, can you imagine if they're sitting here and we're 2-7 going into Tennessee? God, I mean, I could just see it. Couldn't you? And then we'll all be saying, well, hell, Vince was, he knew exactly what he was doing. He probably looked around. He looked at his roster, looked at, you know, they're doing all the film study for the upcoming season. He said, well, I got to get out of here because Louisville's on the rise. Kentucky's fading fast. Cousin Robert, can't wait to hear your optimistic Kentucky win-loss preview show. Yep. That's going to be a tough one. That we may save Kentucky for the last because I don't know how I'm optimistic. I wasn't optimistic before. How in the hell can I be optimistic now that you lost Vince Morrow? It was about one of the few things you had going for you. And he was also a guy that was always very public facing. He's out here praising what the program is, what it could be. And now he's out the door. Now he's out the door. Geez, Louise, tell me to take it easy with the bourbon. We do have a show coming up here in about 1 hour, right? Yeah, 1 hour. If I show up. Here's our Cousin Ollie, resident Kentucky guy. I'm worried about Toledo, to be honest. I would be too. Toledo whipped Mississippi State's ass last year. I don't think they're to be trifled with. But surely Kentucky will beat them. Maybe they'll be an under... Sadly, maybe Kentucky will be an underdog. That'll motivate them to get Toledo. Cousin Benny asked an important question. If Mississippi State and Kentucky played each other this season, it would be a fight to score once. That's not nice. Mississippi State could score on you. They just can't play defense. So Mississippi State, I think they'd score at least 20 points on Kentucky, depending on where that game's played. Judah, appreciate you. Give us $5. Are people sleeping on Bobby P and Taylen Green? Hell yeah, they are. You missed it. Last episode, Bobby Petrino, I got him as a top four offensive play caller in the SEC. Taylen Green, I haven't released my quarterback rankings, but he's going to be pretty damn high up the list. I think he is sneaky good and probably the number one quarterback that people are not discussing enough this offseason. But the big issue with Taylen Green is I know they retooled the offensive line. That'll be key. They lost their great running back, but more importantly, totally reworked receiving core. So how's that going to work? That could hurt Taylen. Taylen Green could be awesome, but if he doesn't have the help, we may never know it. JR, man, even showing up for the emergencies. Appreciate you, brother. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. I'm going to look it up. It's a little bit harder to do without
legend.
Shane.
Cousin JR has done it again. The legend. Thank you. Cousin JR has done it again.
Twice the sound effects for one. Shout out, Cousin JR. He has gifted a membership to Steve Water. Steve, welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family. The memberships in this podcast are brought to you in part by Cousin JR.
Yeah, appreciate you, JR. So here's Ollie again. Definitely okay with Marler saying Kentucky kind of sucks right now. I think we can remove kind of, Ollie. I hate to say it. Now, maybe this will light a fire under their ass. Maybe. I doubt it. But maybe. I mean, that's your silver lining, right? Your long-tenured assistant coach, jumping ship, going to a rival, just hate Louisville that much more. You know, maybe the guys will show up even harder for this, but I don't know. That's the only silver lining that I can see here. I mean, this is tough. This is tough. I don't even know. How do you get excited about Kentucky football? I didn't see a reason before, and this just torpedoes the whole damn thing. I'd love to hear Cousin Shane's thoughts on his, but I guess we'll never know. He's probably on a damn golf course or Cracker Barrel. Heaven help us if Cracker Barrel ever opens a golf course. We'll never see that man again. Mitchell says he'd love to be a cousin, maybe someday. Boomer. Well, you could pay the $5 too. I mean, that's an option, but totally optional. I'm despondent. I don't know what else to say. I mean, what is the record that brings Stoops back? If the over under is 4.5 at this point, and again, remember they got a dog shit recruiting class. The recruiting services won't even rank Kentucky, how low they are. It only goes to like 100 and something, and they're below that because they only have two commits right now, and they just lost their recruiting coordinator to Louisville. So this obviously is not helping, but God, I mean, I that's just awful. How many wins is it going to take to bring Stoops back? I think he's got to go to a bowl game, right? I mean, 5-7. Why are we getting excited about that? Let's say it's Toledo, Eastern Michigan, Tennessee Tech. That's three that you should get for sure. Let's say Vanderbilt, 4, and Auburn, just for the hell of it. If that's your record, I still think you're fired. You got to beat a South Carolina. You got to beat a Tennessee at home, or you know, the way to come back is to stick it in Vince Morrow's face and Brob and beat Louisville on the road. You do that, you get to 6-6. I think Stoops is back. But, I mean, that was just like a dream scenario right there. You know what I mean? I just gave you three wins that you probably got no shot in hell getting. And it took that to get to a bowl game. Shout out Cousin Terrence. Yeah, Shane doesn't have to worry about the cold by now. He's breathing a lot easier now. I'm going to let him know you said that. That was awesome. Shout out Mitchell. Appreciate you. So, yeah, he just gave us $5. You are a cousin to me, Mitchell. I appreciate you. You're a cousin in my eye. Ollie, with some insight, I appreciate it. He's our Kentucky guy. 6 of the top 10 recruits in Kentucky are going to Elville. 1 to Indiana, 1 to Kentucky. So I guess you could, again, silver lining again. Vince Morrow wasn't even doing his damn job to begin with. Not this year. Maybe this hurts Louisville's recruiting. Or maybe this has been in the works for quite a while. I don't know. But that's not great. Cousin Daniel says 6-6 with a win over Georgia and a win over bowl game minimum. A win over Georgia. They haven't beaten Georgia, I don't think, under Stoops. The Stoops has been there like 13 years. Not beating Georgia. Here's another excellent question from Texas Bodia. I probably butchered that. Hell, does Stoops even want to come back after this? I think he does because he's got like 40. He's got some insane contract where I don't know why, but they're giving him like $8 million a year for the next, I think it's like 5 or 6 years. So yeah, he's got a lot of reasons to come back. But they never should have given him that contract to begin with. It was despicable. Maybe that's too strong a word. But again, I've said it, and now Kentucky fans, believe me, he's a C coach. That's what his record is, and that's what it has been. And when you're somewhere for a decade and you're great as a C, then you're a C coach. And you could beat an Ole Miss, right? Like last year. For any new listeners, I mean, this is very simple, right? He beats the teams he's supposed to beat. Southern Miss, Ohio, Murray. Yeah, I mean, every SEC coach should win those games, right? He turns around and he loses to Georgia, which, just based on talent, that's a game Kentucky's got no business winning. Texas, same deal. Maybe even at Tennessee, I think same deal. But here's where Stoops gets you. He'll win you back. He'll beat an Ole Miss. You say, by God, we got our guy. But then he turns around and loses to Vanderbilt. He loses to a not even average Auburn team. He loses South Carolina. South Carolina turned out to be pretty good. 31-6 was the final score of that game. Kentucky was a 10-point favorite. People forget that. They were a 10-point favorite, lost by damn near 20 points at home. I mean, C is too kind. He was a D coach last year. He was a C coach. Now he's about a D coach. So this is a travesty. Who the hell is Vince Morrow's proto back? He's the associate head coach, or was, at Kentucky, and recruiting coordinator, and been with Stoops since day one, and now his ass is out the door to Louisville. Comment of the night so far, Cousin Zach. I don't know why Mike hates a high character guy who just wins and doesn't make excuses like Hugh Freeze. Oh, God, that's my burner right there, Zach. All right, well, hey, I'm running out of words to say. I was hoping Shane would show up by now. It looks like he ain't going to make it. Kentucky's in shambles. I'd go ahead and fire Mark Stoops now, but I realize it's a poor time to make the coaching hire, so maybe we'll keep him. We'll keep him for media days. We'll see. If he loses to Toledo, we got to let him go. Give him a month. We'll see what this team is. Yeah, Blanche says Stoops' buyout is $44 million. That's going to be a tough pill to swallow, but we can't have a program, a completely apathetic fan base to this great Kentucky program that, hell, people mock it, but it's been good. It's been good. Now it's on the downward. It's on a huge downward spiral, and it just got a hell of a lot worse with Vince Morrow jumping ship to your main rival, paid it for him. But is what it is. That's all I got. Sorry, Kentucky fans. I'm going to drink my bourbon for you tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you. Stay tuned here. Steven Lassen, he's going to be on the show here a little under an hour. We're coming back live. We'll see you then. Appreciate each and every one of you. And I'm going to try to do an ending right this time. We'll catch you here in about...
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves... that SEC podcast, Hail State.